Hello, it's Monday, January the 3rd, 2022. Happy New Year to you. We're continuing in the book of Revelation. We're in chapter 5 and we pick it up at verse 11 through to the end of the chapter. Chapters 4 and 5 of Revelation comprise one of the greatest images that the world has ever seen, I think. The image of a throne room surrounded by all kinds of creatures, giving praise to the one who sits on the throne, a lamb as though it had been slain, the lion of the tribe of Judah. And that image of a slain lamb sitting on the throne of the universe is a very graphic one. In verse 11, we pick up another song. We've already seen one in this chapter, but now another song. And it's the living creatures and the elders and the voice of many angels numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, literally millions and millions and thousands and thousands. And what are they singing with a loud voice? Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. And note, there are seven things, once again, that they're singing about. The ultimate aim of all of space, time, and history is to give glory to God, to give glory to Christ. And here, the creatures, every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them, saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Yes, I think there's an allusion here to what Paul refers to in the Song of Christ, the Carmen Christi of Philippians 2, that every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And even those who despise him will have to acknowledge that he is worthy of all praise and glory. A magnificent picture calling upon us to enter into the praise that we see here to Jesus. And perhaps today that can be our theme. Well, we'll continue with this tomorrow, but for now, have a wonderful day.